Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
With Crown Trade, 97% of painters and decorators agree there's no better paint.
Hey, Maria.
Yeah.
So you know the way you're managing Maria and he's contracted by his Cahill?
Yeah.
I'm just coming up with a new name for him.
Oh.
Cahill Min Jokes.
Robin laughed outside.
So, I was proud of myself coming back from the toilet. I was like, hey, Cahill Min Jokes, get in for the...
I think it's a bit of a stretch, but it's funny.
Yeah fair.
Only one person outside in the office floor left. So.
that's really good for me.
Yeah.
Irene is kicking things off with a couple of jokes. Current topical jokes about Oasis. But Irene, fair play, she sends me jokes all the time. She says, Dave, I've just managed to save over €400 on Oasis tickets by not buying any.
That's a good plan.
She also says, Oasis tickets? I'd rather be in a desert with no water.
Oh.
Oasis tickets.
Yes.
A man called Cahill, not Cahill Min Jokes.
No.
A different Cahill says.
Oh, you're liking it now.
Well, I just think if he says it wrong one time, it'll turn into something totally different.
Cahill says, what's the difference between a good joke and a bad joke timing? Africa asks, why did the cowboy smell like coconut? Because there was a bounty on his head.
Oh, God.
Groans of me. Rosie says, Dave, it's okay if you don't know what prefix means. It's not the end of the word.
I hate those ones.
It would work if you could say, Dave, it's okay if I don't know what suffix means. It's not the end of the word. It's like the grammar jokes that can work on two levels.
Don't confuse us. The worst ones. I'm so clever. Yeah.
That's the ones he loves.
Paul says, I'm selling a limited edition bottle of Tippex. It's a corrector's item.
I'll give you that.
Shane, this is great, Shane. This is great. Shane says, I'm just back from Scotland. All the big names were on show. LG, Samsung, Bosch, Beko, to name but a few. I cannot recommend the Edinburgh Fridge Festival. Manny, this is so relatable. She says, Dave, I'd be a terrible superhero. I'd be at home, I see the signal pop up in the sky calling me to some life or death situation, and I think, I've literally just sat down.
You're so motivated, superheroes.
Derek says, Dave, I doubt seagulls today would know what a herring swimming in the sea looks like, but they bloody well know what time centre opens. Cahill Min Jokes, do you get it?
No.
So seagulls,
yeah,
their traditional food would be fish swimming in the sea.
Yeah.
So his point is that today, these days, they wouldn't know a fish in the sea, but they'd know what time centre opens.
Because okay.
They obviously eat people's sandwiches and sausage rolls and
seals. Food.
Yeah.
They're always the best. I'm not explaining this one, so go with it, Cahill. It's from Irene, who kicked it off with the Oasis joke. She's on fire this week. She says, I went to the Red Arrows air display at the weekend. Dave, there were gasps, oohs and ahs as the crowd watched near miss after near miss. People were covering their eyes and shaking their heads in disbelief for a good half hour. Anyway, I finally parked the car and I went to see the air show.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.